Hey, this is Mitch Gallagher from Sweetwater. September is Guitar Month here at Sweetwater, and all month long we have exclusives, limited time offers, 48-month interest-free financing, price drops, instant rebates, giveaways, and so much more. Check it all out at sweetwater.com or call
800-222-4700. Hey, this is John Bold. You're with Premier Guitar. I'm with Kingfish, also known as Chris Ingram.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kingfish, so good to see you, man.
No problem. Thank you guys for having me. Thank you.
Love your work. I'm glad you can kind of share this whole thing with the world.
Yes, sir.
Let's start with this guitar. Now, you have, I've seen you with two different guitars like this.
Yeah, the first one that I was playing for a long time, well, let me start out by saying these are made by a friend of mine in New York, Michael Chertoff. And the first one that he sent me was that LP, the gray LP.
Right.
And everyone thinks it's a Gibson. Yeah.
Right.
And it has some weight to it. And I think he modeled it after the 50s Gibsons. That's why it's so hot.
Yeah.
And the more I played it, the more I got used to it, and it became my go-to guitar. Then a couple of months ago, when we did our first tour promoting the record, he came to our show in New York at the winery, and gave me this one that he did.
Oh,
and
nice.
And this one, I'm gonna be honest, I'm quite more a little bit more comfortable with it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
And the pickups in it are the same pickups that are in the LP. They're made by Greg Hessinger, his company called Jalen Pickups. He's out of Connecticut.
Huh. Are they kind of PAF, old school Gibson-y sort of sounding?
So I can plug straight in and get the best bluesy crunch tone I can with, you know, without the pedals.
Yeah. That's great. Okay, so this has become sort of your number one.
Sort of my number one, pretty much that, and I like to alternate between this one and my Strat, so yeah.
Oh, the perfect segue. Let's talk about that Strat a little bit.
Yes, sir.
I just saw you. In fact, you're in the Premier Guitar magazine this month as one of the endorsees for Fender.
Oh, yes, sir.
So.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Fender. I really appreciate it. That was me working on the Ventura series.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Yeah, man, which is a great guitar.
Yeah.
This one was one that came out last year. This is the Player's model.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and this was the one I went to their place in LA and picked this one up. It's Mexican, all stock, but out of all the Strats that I have, this is the one I love and the one I'm most comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I love it.
Isn't that funny how guitars, it's almost like they choose you.
Yeah, exactly, man.
It's almost like a puppy that comes up and licks your hand and follows you around the rest of your life.
Yeah, man. Great example. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, so for whatever reason, you and that guitar bonded.
Yeah, man, this is like I said, out of all the Strats I have, this is my favorite one. I mean, I love the color. And I don't think the neck is rosewood. My guy Jason told me it was something else. I forgot the name of it.
Is it like that Farpalo or?
That's it. Something like that.
Yeah. I'm not. In comments, please put the right pronunciation. I think I got it wrong, but I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's an alternative.
Yes, man. I love this one. I pulled this one out for like certain songs, like when we're about to go into like the Hendrix stuff. Of course,
sure.
At the end, I said I go into this one. So this is my favorite one, 2018 Player's Strat.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah, man. Mexican all stop.
Great. Now what strings do you run?
On my Strats, 10 to 46 Ernie Balls, regular Slinky, and on my anything I have with humbuckers, I put 11s on that power Slinky.
Really?
Yeah. And I think I'm about to go back to putting 11s on my Strat. I'm not sure yet.
Really?
So, yeah.
Cause you actually, it looks like you're digging in hard.
Yeah, I am. Back in 2016, late 15 to 16, I was using 12s a lot. On that LP, I was using 12s. And it got to the point where my fingers started hurting, and I was like, let me scale it down.
Mine hurt just thinking about it.
And everybody used to tell me that story, you know, with Billy Gibbons and B.B. King, you know, why you working so hard? I stayed getting that. So, man, let me scale it down just a little bit. It's actually kind of like that sweet spot between the 10s and the 12s.
Yeah. And you're playing all the time.
Most definitely all the time. Like, I wouldn't say 24/7, but definitely a great amount of the week.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Mitch Gallagher from Sweetwater. September is the best month of the year for guitar players because we're celebrating guitars, amps, pedals, and accessories all month long with Guitar Month. We've got exclusives from Marshall, Walrus Audio, Gretsch, and the incredible Fender Custom Shop GT11 Strats and Tellys. Limited time offers, 48-month interest-free financing on many brands, price drops, instant rebates, giveaways, and so much more. You definitely don't want to miss Guitar Month at Sweetwater. Follow us on social media, visit sweetwater.com, or call 800-222-4700.
You know, the rest of your rig, fairly simple. You're running a PV...
Delta Blues 210.
Yeah, 210, yeah. Okay.
This model was one of the first amps that I started using when I started working with PV.
Well, from your home state?
Right, exactly, yeah. Mississippi. And man, I fell in love with it, and it was a sound that, like, the more I started using it, it's kind of like the guitars, the more I started using it, the more I got used to it. I have the reverb at about between 3 and 4. I have the bass at about 8, treble at about 7, and mid around 5.
And clean tone with a little bit of dirt from
the
pedals.
Yeah, most definitely.
Okay, well, let's talk about your very Spartan pedal board.
Well, I had my Boss US tuner off, but I took it off. I forgot for what reason. I started using my clip on. Yeah. But Crybaby Dunlop Mini Wah, I have it set on the middle position inside.
So okay.
Because I feel like that's the best sound for
you. Did you open that thing up, try them all?
Of, you know it has that high, low, and medium, and I always thought the medium was cool, man. Yeah. It was, so yeah, man, I feel like it gave me that great regular wide tone I can get from regular ones.
yeah that's great. So, okay, from there you're hitting
to the MXR Sugar Drive, man. I've been using this one for a while, man, and I absolutely love it. I'm into like high gain distortion pedals.
Yeah.
Yeah, coming from listening to players like Ernie Isley.
Oh, yeah.
And Prince and Gary Moore.
Sure.
I was big into that high gain thing. And this one, man, it.
That's great.
That tone I like, man. That's a sweet spot, man. I love it. And sometimes I put them with the wah. I cut the wah on, and I don't use it, but there's a sweet spot in there that I just love.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah. Just find that weird. Whoops.
Oh, no, it's all good.
I didn't knock that down.
It's all good.
Yeah. And you've got the drive all the way up.
Yeah. And sometimes I may scale it back a little bit, you know, buzz and everything. But yeah, man.
Yeah.
That's it. And I just added this delay, the Aqua Puss delay. I like to have like a short type of delay whenever I'm playing like lead sounds. Yeah. Not too short, but so yeah, man. Yeah, man, that's pretty much it.
God, that's
man, I'm sloppy today, man.
What are you talking about,
man? I need to do more.
I think when you hear the playback, you're like, no, that's actually really good.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
And MXR ISO brick.
Yes, sir. Powers just nicely. I'm also running it with pick hog cables. I got the flatheads in the middle, and the cables I'm using, the red one, I also pick hog as well. So.
And what picks are you using?
Honestly, this is not just a regular pick, Ernie Ball pick.
Really?
Pretty much.
You're not like very specific. Like,
well, I like heavy picks. Heavy picks, most definitely. Yeah, so this is a Ernie Ball heavy one.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you don't mind, can you kind of just flip through those pickups on those two?
Okay, no problem.
That? I kind of want to hear the clean and
no
the
problem.
Dirty on that
no
guitar.
Problem. Okay, this is the neck. Let me do that again.
That was killer, man.
So helped me.
Wow. So where'd you get all that jazz phrasing?
Man, just coming up listening to some of the neo soul players and jazz players Isaiah Sharkey and Jazz Mosey. I'm still new to that, but I'm trying to keep it and I'm trying to learn it and add it to what I got going on, man. So all of that is tight, man. And this is the middle position as well. Yeah. So
where do you find yourself through the night? Are you switching quite a bit?
Yeah, man, especially when we go hard and I like to go go high, I go straight to the bridge and,
The
dirty.
With the dirty,
And sometimes when I'm like low and trying to build, I put it on the bridge as well and I roll the knob back and get like, you know, if we like on the blues or something.
Yeah. Hey, man, if you don't mind, I kind of want to hear you play the
Strat.
Yeah,
no problem at all.
I mean, you got that great red guitar just sitting there. I feel bad. Like, it needs to be plugged in for a minute.
Yes, sir.
Oh, and also, you're running a wireless.
Yeah. I'm using a Sennheiser EW100 G3.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man, it's been one that I've been using for years, and I also have a couple of more that I use too. Stage Clicks is a newer company.
Uh-huh.
Back home, I use that one as well. So, those are the ones I use, and I love them, man.
Yeah, just like being untethered, you can move where you feel like
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see it? Okay.
Yeah. Warming up here.
Yeah. Get this. There we go.
Yeah. Dope. Yeah. Yeah, man. I use this like when I'm playing in church.
Really?
Yeah, man. Straight plugged to the PV, and I love it.
No pedals, straight in.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Old school church.
Yeah, I love that. And you don't use your whammy bar, but you use that bridge quite a bit.
Yeah, man. I find it more comfortable for me to do that whammy effect. You know how some people, you know. So. Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you, man.
So you've been out with, what is it, Vampire Weekend?
Yeah, man, we just did 14 Days with Vampire.
Oh, great.
And now we're about to start my own headlining juke joint, Two Fish Grease.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, man.
Cool. I can't wait to see it, man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, man.
Yeah, Chris, love your work. Thanks so
Appreciate
much,
it.
Man.
Thank you.
All
thank
the best. Kingfish, check him out.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Amazing, as you just heard. What do you say? Play us out of here.
Okay.